I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. One of two suspects Monroe police are looking for in connection with the robbery Friday night of the Kangaroo Station on Desired Street in Monroe is still underway. Police are looking for help in identifying two suspects wanted in connection with the robbery of that gas station. Assistant Chief Don Bartley says two black male suspects entered and robbed the Kangaroo Station around 3:15 Friday morning. Police were able to obtain still photos of one of the suspects, described as a young person over 6 feet tall and wearing what appears to be a black hooded sweatshirt from Neville High School. He's considered armed and dangerous. Only a year into privatization, and a bitter feud has erupted from a deal that transferred management of LSU's Shreveport and Monroe hospitals to a research foundation that had never run a patient care facility. Now, finger-pointing and traded jabs of mismanagement threaten to mar the contractual agreement that Governor Bobby Jindal orchestrated and praised as improving the future of healthcare in Louisiana. The angry dispute comes at a bad time for the Jindal administration, as it's asking federal officials to approve Medicaid financing plans for that hospital privatization deal and several others in South Louisiana. Without that federal approval, the contracts can't work because there's not enough money to support them, and the state could have to repay what's already spent on them. LSU claims it's owed more than $25 million for services rendered as part of the 10-month-old management transfer, and the new operator of the hospitals, the Biomedical Research Foundation of Northwest Louisiana, is accusing LSU of having mismanaged its clinics. Attorney General Buddy Caldwell says a guide with information about how to avoid fraud that targets the elderly is now available. Attorney General's office spokesperson Amanda Larkin says research shows that Americans age 65 and older are the prime targets of scams and receive more mail and telephone solicitations than anyone else.
Our seniors are a trusting group, quick to help out. Many have pensions, and unfortunately, that can make them the targets of scam.
Larkin says the guide is 40 pages and talks about scams from telemarketers, mortgage lenders, as well as contractors and fake charities.
Then other types of frauds that are commonly perpetrated on senior citizens.
Larkin says education is the best way to protect yourself from becoming a victim of scams. She says the guide is currently being distributed at councils on aging, as well as sheriff's offices and senior centers across the state. The race for Sereno Police Chief is now down to two candidates. One of three candidates who qualified last week in the November 4th election is withdrawn for personal reasons. C.J. Martin declined to discuss those reasons on Friday. Martin says he filed withdrawal papers Wednesday with the Ascension Parish Clerk of Court. The remaining candidates in that race are Fern Barnett and Jerry LeBlanc. With the KEDM weather forecast, mostly cloudy skies during the day today, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon. Heat index values could reach as high as 102 with our high temps this afternoon in the low 90s.